將呢個份就俾過佢。
She didn't work for it.
佢並冇係做功德嚟嘅。
She didn't have this before.
佢以前係冇嘅。
But I gave her without a price.
我係白白嘅俾過佢。
And that is why this is a gift.
所以呢個係一個禮物。
If he has worked and earned for it, it is no longer a gift.
如果佢係要勞苦辛苦得嚟嘅呢，就唔係叫做禮物啦。
And same thing with this spiritual gifts here.
同樣聖靈嘅恩賜都係咁樣。
God gave us these gifts not because we worked for it.
神將呢啲恩賜俾過我哋，唔係因為我哋勞苦得嚟。
He gave them to us free.
佢係白白嘅俾過我哋。
Take myself, huh?
攞我哋自己做比例。
I hate to talk about myself.
黃牧師話好怕講自己。
But it is the most convenient illustration.
嗱係一個好方便嘅一個例證。
I never thought I can preach.
我從來都冇想過我能夠係講道嘅。
In fact, until I was in high school, I'm very slow in tongue.
直至到呢，我係到中學嘅時候呢，我都係好笨拙嘅講
嘢。Okay. I'm very much afraid to talk to people.
我好怕呢係同人講嘢。
Whenever there's a friend of my parents come to our home,
如果我嘅父母親有朋友嚟到屋企裏邊呢，
I will hide myself.
咁我就快啲匿埋啦。
Because if I don't, my mother always call me to come over and call Uncle so and so and talk a few sentences.
咁樣如果唔係，我媽媽就會拉我出嚟，叫我咧係同呢個叔叔咧講下嘢。
So that's the most frightful thing to me.
係我最怕呢啲事。
Until I was in high school, I always hide myself.
我直至到我上到中學咧，我都時時都係匿埋嘅。
I can never picture myself to stand before people and talk for 2 minutes.
我從來都唔能夠想像我能夠喺人嘅面前講兩分鐘。
But you know what happened?
你知道乜嘢發生呢？
I dedicated myself to the Lord's service when I was 14.
就是我14岁的时候，我将我自己奉献给主。
I was saved when I was 11.
我11岁的时候得救。
Under the ministry of Dr. John Sung.
就是在宋尚志博士。
And then, when I was in my 20s,
当我是20岁的时候呢，
I began to serve the Lord full time.
我哋全時間嘅嚟到為神工作。
I was still very afraid.
我仲係好驚。
But when the time come that I have to speak before people,
但係當到我要喺人嘅面前講説話嘅時候呢，
I still remember the first Sunday that I preached.
我仲記得我第一個主日講道係點樣嘅。
That was in 1953.
1953年。
It was 23 years ago.
係23年之前啦。
The first time I stood in the pulpit.
就是第一次我站在讲台上面。
I spent most of the night, Saturday night, to prepare.
我整个礼拜六的晚上都在准备。
I had several sheets of paper with me.
我有好多张纸。
But when I stood at the platform, I cannot find the places in the paper.
当我站在讲台的时候呢，我找不到那些纸的地方在哪里。
I was so excited.
我很兴奋。
But people cannot see, but I know myself, my legs were shaking all the time.
人家看不到，但是 我知道我的脚一直在震。
But somehow, when I opened my mouth,
但是不知道为什么当我一打开口的时候，
all the fears were gone.
所有的恐惧都走了。
That power, that confidence, that urgency, that burden just came out from within.
所有的能力，所有那种的激动，一切都是由里面出来了。
From the very first time I preached,
就是我第一次讲道的时候开始。
I never know that will happen before I went up the pulpit.
在我未上讲台之前，我从来都没想到这样的情形会发生。
I really went up there by faith.
我真的凭着信心进到讲台。
But the moment when I opened my mouth for God, the gift just flew out.
就当我那一刹那是张口为神讲道的时候，那个恩赐就走出来了。
There is no explanation for it.
没法只能够解释。
It's from God. It's not from me. I don't have it.
我是没有这个的恩赐，是神给过我的。
Because it is a gift.
因为这个是一个礼物。
It is not from yourself.
不是在你那里来的。
You don't have it.
你没有的。
So God does give gifts to us.
所以神是将 恩赐俾过我哋每一个人。
And this gift is for the purpose of our service to Him.
呢啲恩赐嘅目的就系叫我哋能够侍奉佢。
First gift is 智慧的言语 ，the word of wisdom.
第一个嘅恩赐就系讲智慧嘅言语。
The word of wisdom in verse 8. What do we mean by the word of wisdom?
智慧的言语是为什么呢?
Sometimes in a situation which demands somebody to say something with wisdom.
有时候一个情形之中，我们需要一个人讲一些有智慧的说话。
And from the human knowledge and human mind, you cannot help the situation.
是用人的智慧、人的头脑，我们无法能够挽救这个情形。
Or when you're talking to somebody about Jesus Christ,
或者你向一个人讲到耶稣基督，
you really don't know how to present the subject.
你不知道怎样将这个题目讲得清楚。
God give you the word, give you the wisdom.
神就将说话、将智慧俾过你。
You meet a difficult situation.
你系遇到一个好困难嘅情形。
You don't know how to solve the problem between two persons.
你唔能够解决有两个人之间嘅一个问题。
God give you the word of wisdom to help them.
神就将智慧嘅说话俾过你，所以你能够帮助佢哋。
I think you have heard the testimonies of some brothers and sisters too.
可能你都听到好多弟兄姊妹嘅见证。
They say, I don't know what to do, but somehow God gave me the word to say it.
我都不知道应该怎么做，但是不知道为什么神就将说话给过我了。
A timely word of wisdom have helped many people, many situations.
一个合时的一个智慧的说话，在很多的情形之中帮助了很多的人。
The Bible said, a fitting word, a word spoken out in an appropriate manner is like a golden apple in a silver net.
圣经里面说，一句说话讲得合宜，好像金苹果在银网子里面。
That I believe is a word of wisdom.
我相信这个是一句智慧的说话。
The word of wisdom comes from the people who walk close to God.
一个与神是同行得很接近的人，他有智慧的言语。
And because the Bible tells us, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
因为圣经说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So to many people, God gave this gift of the word of wisdom.
所以神是将这个智慧的言语的恩赐赐给过很多人。
Therefore, they can be the peacemakers.
所以他们是成为使人和睦的人。
They can, their words can be a blessing to the sorrowing person.
他们的说话能够使那些忧伤的人得到祝福。
Word of wisdom.
就是智慧的言语。
The second gift is the word of knowledge.In the same verse.
另一个恩赐呢，在同一节里面就是知识的言语。
The word of knowledge is different from the word of wisdom.
知识的言语和智慧的言语是不同。
I tell you some, I give you some illustration for the word of knowledge.
我呢是在这个知识的言语为大家做一个例。
I have met some brothers and sisters.
我遇到一些弟兄姊妹。
They have never had education higher than, more than the high school.
他们呢是未曾有中学以上的教育。
But when you talk with them,
但是当你跟他讲的时候呢,
their knowledge about the world,
他们对世界的认识,
knowledge about life,
他们对人生的知识,
knowledge about human sorrow,
他们对于人的忧伤的认识,
they have a very clear-cut knowledge.
他们有一个很清楚的认识,
their knowledge can help you.
他的知识能够帮助你。
The church needs a person of knowledge.
教会是需要一个有知识的人。
A minister, a preacher should have the gift of knowledge, word of knowledge.
一个传道人，一个牧师是需要有这个知识的言语。
We heard many inspiring sermons and preachings. It is because as a word of knowledge.
我们听到很多能够感动我们的道，是因为呢有这个知识的言语。
It means more on the spiritual knowledge than the secular knowledge.
是属灵的知识是比属世的知识是更加重要。
So the word of knowledge is the second important gift from God.
所以呢知识的言语呢是第二个重要的恩赐。
We go on quickly.
我们很快脆再看。
The third gift here is the gift of faith.
第三個恩賜呢就是信心的恩賜。
In verse 9.
就在第九節。
The gift of faith.
信心的恩賜。
This gift of faith does not mean the ordinary faith like the faith when we believe in Jesus Christ.
这个信心不是说我们普通我们是信耶稣这个信心。
Of course, to believe in Jesus is a blessing, a gift from God.
当然我们相信耶稣亦都是一个是神的祝福神的恩赐。
But here the specific gift of faith means a person with extraordinary faith.
但这个特别信心的恩赐是一个人有超人的信心。
In the Bible, you can see illustrations of this area.
在圣经里面我们看到很多的这些例子。
Like Prophet Elijah on top of Mount Carmel.
好像以利亚先知在加密山上。
There he prayed and the fire came down from heaven.
他祷告这样呢火就从天上降下。
That is a manifestation of extraordinary faith.
这个是一个不平常的信心的一个表现。
Granted, we know that after he prayed, the fire came down.
我们是需要知道呢我们祈祷之后那些火是降下。
But just suppose, after Elijah prayed, the fire did not come down.
就譬如如果以利亚祈祷之后那些火不降下呢
And then what happened?
什么事会发生呢
I'm sure Elijah will be killed by the prophets of Baal.
这样呢以利亚一定是会被巴别的先知来到杀害
了。I think he'll die.
我相信他会死。
But at that moment, he had an extraordinary faith. He believed and he knew God will listen to him.
但是在那一个刹那里面他有很大的信心相信神呢是会听他的祷告。
Therefore, he prayed a mighty prayer and fire came down.
所以他满有能力的祷告呢就是看见火从天上降下。
And today, we can still see many people have given this kind of faith.
我们今天都看到很多人是有这个这样的信心。
In spite of extreme adverse situation, they persisted in their faith.
虽然环境怎样的恶劣，他依然是有这个信心。
And then we can see the gift of healing in the verse 9.
我们看到第九节说医病的恩赐。
The gift of healing, today has brought many controversies among the churches.
医病的恩赐呢，是使到教会里面有很多人有很多意见。
But the gift of healing in the biblical manner is a wonderful gift.
但是呢医病呢在圣经里面呢是一个很奇妙的恩赐。
And it is still happening today.
今天依然在发生。
We have seen God's people pray for the sick and they are healed.
我们看到神的儿女为一些有病的人祷告那他们是得医治。
And I have seen Dr. Jang Sung when he prayed for some sick people, they were healed instantly.
我亦都睇见宋尚哲博士为一啲病人祈祷，佢哋立刻得到医治。
But also we see an imbalance or an extreme in this area.
但我亦都喺睇到呢方面有一个不平衡，一个极端。
We have seen some people they use healing as their main ministry.
我亦都睇到有啲人将医病系成为佢哋最主要嘅工作。
Then he lost the balance.
咁佢就失去咗呢个平衡啦。
Our main ministry is proclaim the word of God to preach about Christ.
我哋主要嘅使命就系要宣扬基督嘅名。
If God give us this gift of healing, we can use it.
如果神将呢个医病嘅恩赐俾过我哋，我哋能够使用。
But the ministry of healing should never go above the ministry of the word.
但系呢，我哋医病嘅呢个嘅工作唔应该高过我哋传福音。
We always should maintain the balance and the order.
我哋时时都要将呢个平衡呢系保持。
So today, if any one of you God give you the gift of healing, you pray for somebody, just go ahead and don't be ashamed of it.
如果今日神将医病嘅恩赐俾过你，你为人祈祷，你唔好话感到羞耻，你应该系使用。
But you also should know that the preaching of the word.The preaching of Jesus Christ and Calvary, that is a supreme.
但是你应该知道就是你要传扬耶稣基督他在各个他山上所作的这个是更加重要的。
And then we come to the fifth one.
我们呢就看第五样。
The power to work miracles.
就是能够行异能。
That is the power to do extraordinary things.
就是呢能够做一些不平常的事情。
Like in the Bible, we saw there are many miracles happened.
我们看到圣经里面有很多的神迹发生。
Like in Acts chapter 9, Peter, he raised up Dorcas, 多加 from the dead。
我哋睇到喺《使徒行传》第九章咧，系彼得使到呢个多加咧能够起来。
And these are miracles。
呢啲系冚唪都系神迹。
Jesus walked on the surface of the water. That was a miracle。
耶稣喺水面上面行走，呢个系一个神迹。
Today there are still miracles happening。
今天仍然有好多嘅神迹喺度发生。
Indeed, when a non-believer becomes a believer, that is one of the greatest miracles。
实际系话一个唔信耶稣嘅人成为一个基督徒，呢个系一个最大嘅神迹。
A changed life, that is a great miracle。
一个改变咗嘅生命，一个系一个奇嘅奇迹。
We don't have to seek some way out type of miracles。
我哋唔需要去寻求一啲咧系好超。超常的奇迹。
Of course, many times God does give us some extraordinary miracles.
很多时候神是将一些不平常的奇迹给我们看。
And we thank God for it.
我们为感而感谢主。
But let us take notice that to preach the gospel, somebody believe in Christ, some lives are changed. That is a great miracle.
但是我们要注意，我们如果传主的福音，使到人能够得着生命的改变，这个是最大的奇迹。
And then number six,
第六样呢
to prophesy, or more accurately to say, to do prophetic preaching, 先知讲道，
或者系叫做系作先知，或者系作先知讲道。
Actually, preaching should include a prophetic nature.
其实呢讲道呢系应该有呢个系作预言嘅呢个咁样嘅性质喺里边。
What do we mean by prophetic preaching?
我哋咩叫做先知讲道呢
？It simply means that the speaker himself has a prophetic insight in the world。
呢个只系话呢个讲道嘅人对于呢个世界里边有一个先知嘅睇法。
What do we mean by that？
呢个系咩意思呢
？I think this is very important。
我觉得呢个系好重要噶。
To every Christian, this is important。
对每一个基督徒嚟讲，呢个系重要噶。
Let's say this is the world, this is the society, this is mankind。So many people here, short and tall.
我呢度有好多嘅人，社会。
When ordinary people see the world, they see the surface of it.
当普通人睇呢个世界嘅时候，佢只睇到表面。
And they see the economy situation. They see the A population explosion, they see the surface situation.
他们看到经济上面的问题，他们看到人口膨胀，他们只看到表面的情形。
But as a child of God,
但是我们作神的儿女，
when we look at the world, we shall look in a different manner.
但是当我们看这个世界的时候，我们是用一个不同的方法来看。
We should be able to look at the world deeper.
我们应该能够是看到世界最深。
We should be able to look behind the scene.
我们应该能够在这些人的背后我们都能够看得到。
We should look one step further.
我们应该是进一步的来到有认识。
Alright, we see many of the things happen today.
我们看到很多事情发生。
We saw the Beatles, which was the beginning of the hippie movement.
我们看到呢披头四呢是这个嬉皮士这个运动的开始。
And ordinarily people say, oh, look at these people, long hair and don't take a bath in a month, and all these surface things.
普通人只是看到这些人长头发又一个月都不冲凉。
And, But we should look at the thing much deeper.
但是我们应该看到是做深入的事。
We should ask this question, why they do this?
我们应该问他们为什么这样做呢
?What is the reason behind it?
原因是什么呢
?We should see how Satan is working today.
我们看得到撒旦怎样在这里工作。
What Satan's work has been doing to contribute to the immoralities of today?
我们看到撒旦的工作来到是使到今天的世界是失去这个道德。
We should look deeper than the surface.
我们应该是再深入的来到
We should look behind the scene.
我们应该是在后面来看。
We should look to the work of Satan, the promoter of all sin.
我们应该看到撒旦的工作，他在这里是兴旺这些罪恶的事。
We look beyond the superficial.
我们应该是超过表面来看得到。
This is a prophetic insight.
这个就是一个先知的一个见地。
And we should have this kind of insight and this kind of warning in our preaching.
我哋应该咧系喺我哋嘅讲道里边有呢种咁样嘅见地，有呢啲咁样嘅系警告。
That's why the Bible called it prophetic preaching.
圣经就话呢啲系先知讲道。
I'm not trying here to raise up any person.、Huh?
我喺呢度唔系高举一啲人。
But when you listen to Billy Graham,
但系如果你听葛培里
，you see you can hear some prophetic nature in it.
你能够听得到里边系有先知讲道呢个嘅性质。
He always relate the biblical teaching.To the contemporary world.
他时时是将圣经的真理和现今这个世界来联贯一起。
He always mentions something behind the scene, the motivation of Satan.
他时时都是说一些关于是撒旦的动机的事。
He looked deeper into the surface.
他呢是超过表面进入深处里面。
This is something we as children of God should have this spiritual insight.
这个我们作神的儿女我们应该有这个属灵的这个见地。
God gave us the gift of prophetic preaching.
神将先知讲道的恩赐给过我们。
We look things deeper than the ordinary person.
我们能够看比普通人更加深入。
And then gift number seven.
第七个恩赐呢
is the gift of discernment.
就是能够辨别的恩赐、yeah. 辨别诸灵的恩赐。
The gift of discernment. What do we mean by that?
我哋啊，呢个点解呢
？I find out many times we see Christians does not have the ability to discern。
好多时候我哋睇到基督徒都系冇呢个分别嘅能力。
You know, we should have the Holy Spirit inside of us. We should know what is right and what is wrong。
我哋心里边有圣灵，我哋应该知道乜嘢系啱，乜嘢系唔啱。
Many times Satan presented something on the surface, it looks very good。
很多时候撒旦将一些东西给过我们看在表面上看来好像很好。
But you look further than the surface, you know there's a bad motivation about it.
但如果你再深入地看你看到里面有一个不正确的动机。
But many times I find out we cannot distinguish.
很多时候我发觉我们不懂得怎样去分辨。
We are lack of the gift of discernment.
我们就是缺乏了这个辨别的恩赐。
Today, this is a world of relevancy.
我们今天看到这个世界是每一样东西都是
relative,
相对的。
And very few times you hear some positive thing.
很多时候你看到有些很正面的事。
And today you ask the educational leaders.
今天你看到听的教育家。
Concerning ethics, concerning morals.
关于伦理关于道德的事。
You ask them what is right and what is wrong.
你问他什么对是什么不对呢
They'll say, I don't know.
他说我们不知道。
You think for yourself.
你自己想吧。
You judge for yourself.
你自己去判断吧。
I cannot tell you what is right and what is wrong.
我不能够告诉你什么是对什么是不对。
That is the popular situation today.
今天这个情况很普遍。
But the Bible tells us that many, in many areas there is positivity, there is positive attitude.
但是呢圣经告诉我们在很多方面是有一个正面的态度。
If we draw a line here,
如果我们画一条线呢
If this is right and that is wrong,
如果这边是对那边是不对呢
If this is A, then this is non A. It can be both A.
不能够两样都是 A.
There has to be antithesis.
一定有这个相对比。
Well, what is happening today?、Huh?
但是今天有什么事发生呢
If this is black, this should be white, right?
如果这个黑这个一定是应该白
There should be a clear-cut line between.
应该在中间有一个很清楚的界限
But today there is no such line.
但是今天呢是没有这个界限
It's all a shade of gray.
全部都是灰色的
Concerning morals, concerning ethics, there is just a big shade of gray.
但是关于道德关于伦理全部都是灰色的。
And therefore many times we as Christians also go into this kind of popular movement.
很多时候我们做基督徒我们都进入这个运动里面。
We fail to distinguish and to discern what is right and what is wrong.
我们也是不懂得怎样去辨别是非。
Sometimes we even cannot discern what is from God and what is from Satan.
很多时候我们甚至不能够分别什么是由神那里来什么是由魔鬼那里来的。
We need this gift of discernment.
我们需要这个辨别的恩赐。
Now, there are so many false doctrines today.
这里有今天有很多错误的道理。
So, like Jehovah Witness, Pastor Chen is giving that workshop.
好似系陈牧师所讲到佢耶和华见证人。
Mormons.
好似摩门。
So many different cults are coming out.
有好多好多呢个异端系走出嚟。
I have seen many evangelical Christians. They cannot distinguish them and they join them.
我睇到好多嘅基督徒，佢哋咧唔能够辨别佢哋，反而咧去加入佢哋添。
We're so lack of discernment today.
我哋咁系真系缺乏呢个辨别之灵嘅恩赐。
This is the seventh gift.
呢个系第七个嘅。
And then number eight and number nine.
第八同埋第九呢
These are the most controversial gifts.
呢个就系最多人系议论嘅呢个恩赐啦。
The speaking in tongues and the interpretation of tongues.
就系说方言同埋翻方言。
Many people have asked me this thing.
好多好多嘅人咧问我呢个问题。
Just what is speaking in tongues?
乜嘢叫做讲方言呢
？Do we really have to speak in tongues?
我哋系咪一定要讲方言呢
？What is the interpretation of tongues?
乜嘢叫做翻方言呢
？I'm sure a great number of you today is perplexed by this question.
我好相信好多人都系对呢个问题好搞得唔清楚。
Because of time, I can just speak to you very briefly.
因为时间关系，我系好简单嘅同大家讲下。
To speak in tongues, there are two types of tongues.
如果讲到方言咧，系有两种嘅方言。
The first type,
第一种
is the term that he is speaking is an actual language of a nation in the world.
就是他所讲的言语，就是今日世界一个国家的里面一个的言语来的。
He has never learned the language.
他从来都没有学过这个的语言。
But under an extraordinary situation,
在一个很不平常的情形之下呢，
there is a need to speak that language.
有一个这样的需要讲这个的言语。
God just gave him that gift at that moment to speak out.In that language.
咁神就将呢个恩赐系俾过佢，以致佢能够开口讲。
Now this has happened before, and this is still happening.
呢个系已经发生，并且系仍然系发生嘅。
I remember there is an incident during the Second World War.
我记得咧，第二次世界大战嘅时候，曾经发生一件咁嘅事。
This happened in China.
喺中国嗰度发生。
While the Japanese army was advancing in some places.
当日军咧系进到一啲地方嘅时候
，There was a little village, and there's a church in the village.
有一个好细嘅乡村，里面有一间教堂。
And the Japanese army was getting close to the village.
咁日军咧已经系渐渐接近呢个村落啦。
So the pastor and the Christians they were praying in the church.
咁呢个喺教会里边嘅牧师同埋佢嘅其他嘅基督徒咧都喺度祈祷。
And while they were having the prayer meeting.The soldiers entered the village.
当他们正在是祈祷的时候，这些兵呢就进来了。
All the other family they run away except the people in the church.
所有的人呢都走了，除了这个教会里面的人。
And so the soldiers came to the church.
那么呢，这些士兵呢来到这个礼拜堂里面。
And they banged upon the door.
他们呢在这里大力的敲门。
Some Christians were very, very much afraid.
有啲基督徒好惊
，But they kept on praying for God to help them。
咁佢哋一路喺度祈祷，求神帮助佢哋。
And then the pastor, all of a sudden，
咁呢个牧师忽然间咧
，He stood up。
咁佢起身。
And when the Japanese officer was demanding the door be opened，
当呢个咧日军嘅军官咧系要佢哋开门嘅时候咧
，All of a sudden the pastor answered him with perfect Japanese。
那個牧師呢是用很純正的日話呢跟他講嘢。
He has never learned Japanese before.
他從來都沒有學過日文的。
And they conversed back and forth.
那他們在這裡談話。
Because his Japanese was so perfect, and that officer thought he was a Japanese.
那因為他的日文講得那麼好呢，那個軍官以為他是一個日本人。
And so he left.
那他就離開了。
He took his soldiers away, he didn't enter the church.
那呢他就帶他的手下呢走，沒有入到這個禮拜堂裡面。
And so the entire congregation was saved.
那呢就所有的人呢都是得救。
Of course, this happened only in a very unusual situation.
這樣的只是一個很不平常的情形裡面發生。
God gave this gift to some particular person for a particular purpose.
神是將一個特別的恩賜給過一個人，是為了一個特別的目的。
And the second type of tongue is when you pray to God, you are so close, you are so close to God that you are speak with him in a heavenly language.
有另外一种嘅方言，就系好当你同神谈话、祷告嘅时候，你同佢咁接近嘅时候，直接你用一种嘅说话同佢嚟到讲。
This language may not exist in the world.
啊，呢种言语可能世界上唔系冇噶。
But only between you and God, that is a close communication between you.
就净系你同埋神之间一个好密切嘅一个交通。
And I say this very solemnly.
我好严重噶嚟到讲。
Do not despise.The gift of God.
唔好輕看神嘅恩賜。
On the other direction,
喺另一方面咧
，do not take out one gift and exalt it out of proportion.
亦都唔好咧，係將一個恩賜特別嘅係嚟到高舉。
I know some churches take out this particular gift and exalt it out of proportion.
我知道有一啲嘅教會係將某一個恩賜咧係拎出嚟。是完全失了平衡的来到高举它。
And to a degree, sometimes people will say, if you don't have this one particular gift, you're not filled by the Holy Spirit.
有些人甚至说如果你没有这个恩赐你就不是被圣灵充满了。
This, of course, we are going to the extremes.
这个是这样使到我们是进到极端里面。
To despise the gift is also an extreme.
如果我们轻视恩赐也是一个极端。
That is why I said recently to the churches again and again, we should seek to maintain a balance before God.
所以呢，我再次嘅系对好多嘅教会讲，我哋应该咧喺呢两者之中寻求到呢个平衡。
Don't despise the gift and do not take it out of proportion.
唔好轻视神嘅恩赐，但亦都唔好将佢高举，
过于高举，
过于高举。
And then the ninth one is the interpretation of tongues.
第九种呢就是翻方言的恩赐了。
Sometimes there is a public manifestation of speaking in tongues in the church.
很多时候在这个教会里面呢是在大众的面前呢是有人讲方言。
And then the people don't understand it.
那么那些人呢是不明白。
And God will impress upon somebody to interpret for this tongue.
那么呢神呢就是使用一些人呢是做翻译的工作。
In some churches, they put more emphasis on this area. You can sometimes hear this kind of gift manifested.
好多有啲教会咧系对呢方面嘅恩赐特别嘅重视，咁你就会睇到更多呢个恩赐嘅表现出嚟。
Of course, the nine gifts here mentioned here are the nine major gifts.
当然呢九种嘅恩赐系九种主要嘅恩赐。
And then, if you look into elsewhere in the Bible,
如果你喺圣经其余嘅地方睇呢
such as Romans chapter 12.
好似罗马书十二章
，and Ephesians 4，
以弗所书第四章。
You put all these together，
你能够将所有呢啲摆在一起。
You can see that the Bible recorded more gifts from God。
你睇到圣经咧系记载更多神嘅恩赐。
And some gifts can be subdivided。
有啲恩赐咧系能够咧系分开出嚟噶。
Like the gift of preaching。
好似讲到呢个恩赐咧。
Some are gifted in group evangelism。
有些人是对于群众的报道是很有恩赐。
Some are gifted in personal communication.
有些人是在个人的传福音上面有恩赐。
So there are many gifts mentioned in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面有很多的恩赐是讲及。
And you find out before God what is his gift to you.
那你在神的面前是要找到究竟他给你的恩赐是什么呢？
Many times your gift is not manifested until one day you are forced almost to use it.
可能很多时候你的恩赐是隐藏，直至有一天你是要被逼是要用的时候呢
？Like the first day I preached，
好似呢黄牧师第一天要讲道的时候。
And so the gift of the Holy Spirit is something very precious. Let us discover it and use it for God.
所以圣灵的恩赐是很宝贝，我们应该是认识、知道，并且是用为神来用。
I'm sorry, I've used it up the time. I still couldn't.Get to the second portion.
好对唔住，我用咗好多时间，但都仲未讲到第二点。
Actually, I didn't really do justice to this topic itself.
其实我都对呢个嘅题目都未曾讲得晒。
But I do wish that all of us, concerning this very important subject, we will have a balanced biblical understanding.
我好希望我哋对呢个题目有一个系根据圣经一个平衡嘅睇法。
I might use tomorrow's time at the beginning of tomorrow's meeting to mention the fruit of the Spirit.
我好可能系听日嘅讲道里边系讲到关于圣灵嘅果子。
Let's stand up and pray again.
请大家起立，我哋一齐祈祷。
And I feel more and more intense the presence of the Holy Spirit among us.
我系越嚟越觉得圣灵与我哋同在。
And I feel before this conference is over, God is going to bless us greatly.
我好相信我呢个冬令会未完之前，神要大大嘅祝福我哋。
Let's group together, three and three, 啊。
我哋三个人，三个人一组。
Three by threes. Let's turn toward each other, form a small group. If you cannot find three, two is all right. I would like to ask you to pray specifically.First, for the meeting tonight.
请大家是很特别的为今晚的聚会来到祈祷。
Pray for the believers as well as the non-believers.
为基督徒和非基督徒来到祈祷。
Pray for the workshops.
为我们的下午的时间祈祷。
Specifically, the workshop and the evening meetings.
就是我们的 workshop 和我们晚黑的聚会。
Pray the Holy Spirit will be with us.
我哋恳求圣灵与我哋同在。
Three of you, I pray by turn.
请大家轮流嚟到祈祷。
Let us pray.
请大家低头我祈祷。
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。Let's pray out loud, everyone. 主，我们感谢你。
听我主，我哋多谢你，因为你自己亲自嘅系喺我哋嘅里边，你自己系使用我哋。主啊，我哋为着以上你宝贵嘅话语，你自己嘅信息被传扬，我哋感谢你。天父啊，我哋多谢你，因为你嘅圣灵真系运行喺我哋当中。你系听祈祷嘅神，主啊，求你自己嘅能力再一次系与我哋同在。我哋特别系为到今天晚上嘅聚会交上你嘅手里边，神啊，恳求你。真是按照你自己的美意，你亲自的感动人的心，藉着你自己仆人他们的说话，真是打开我们的心窍，将我们真是将你的心意向我们显明。主，我们真是特别的为到那些失丧的灵魂，我们祈祷后求主你自己的爱找着他们，得着他们，让他们得着你丰盛的生命。主啊，我们将我们基督徒每一个弟兄姊妹交在你的手中，求你叫我们在我们的属灵的生命里面日有长进，以致我们长成基督的新娘，以致我们有你自己的样式。主啊，帮助我们明白你的恩赐，帮助我们真是满有圣灵的果子。主，我们追求长进，我们要更加的像你，恳求你可怜我们，你帮助我们，我们祈祷奉主耶稣的名。
阿们。亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，今天早上我们感觉到你是在我们中间，你与我们同在。我们觉得弟兄姊妹们同学们真是非常非常在你面前注意领受你的话语。亲爱的主，我们就是恭敬把今天下午的 workshop 和晚上的聚会交在你的手中。哦主啊，我们这个冬令会只有几天，很快就要过去，若但愿你真是抓住这个机会，你使这些弟兄姊妹们得到造就，使那些还没有信你的人，主啊，真是求你使他们真是能够接受你做他们的救主。主啊，真求你的圣灵动工，你赐给我们你的恩赐，我们也更求你赐给我们好的圣灵的果子。
啊，
使我们每个人真是生命有改变，使我们不但能够用口传，也用我们的生命来传道，使我们不单是能够讲道，而且能够行道，使我们不单是带人成为结信主结果子，使我们自己的生命成为果子。主啊，真是求你怜悯我们，求你怜悯，求你带领，感谢主，赞美主。哦，今天我们要睁开眼睛认识你，看你，我们就像那两个门徒一样，常常不认识你，但也感谢主，你带领我们，你恩待我们，你向我们讲解你的圣经，你向我们掰饼，你给我们东西吃，你给我们属灵的好处，使我们的属灵的眼睛能够睁开认识你。感谢主，赞美主，感谢主，赞美主，感谢主，赞美主。我们把今天余下的时光恭敬交在你的手中，请你怜悯你的女儿 Christina， 我们谢谢你给她翻译的恩赐，求你每天加倍的使用她，使众人得到益处，也请你带她的一生和前面一切的道路都在你的手里面。感谢主，赞美主，奉主的名祷告，阿们。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，赞美你，我们感谢到主，你今天上午实在是向我们讲话，我们感谢到你的圣灵与我们同在，我们谢谢你，我们真是值得，我们相信你在这次冬令会里面用你特殊的旨意 但愿主你把你的旨意向我们显明白。哦，主啊，一切应该相信你应该得救的人，求你使他在这冬令会里面能够接受你做他的救主。一切应该复兴的信徒们，求你使我们得到复兴。一切应该奉献侍奉你的人，也求你使他们有勇气奉献自己。哦，主啊，主啊，真是求你把你圣灵的恩赐和圣灵的果子赐给我们，叫我们不但是有外面的恩赐，叫我们里面也有生命的改变，叫我们不但用口传福音，也用我们的人生来传福音，叫我们不但能够讲道，也能够行道，叫我们不但能够结福音的果子，让我们使自己也成为圣灵的果子。感谢主，赞美主。我们恭敬把下午的 workshop， 把晚上的聚会完全交在主你的手中，求你今天一直与我们同在。我们这样恭敬祈求祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。